You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 from Wired. Here's what you should know today. Gift ideas for your social bubble and beyond. From a modern classic electric guitar to a wire-free VR headset, we have 45 options for spreading joy and not COVID. Go to wired.com to see them all. Meet the microbes living on Da Vinci's iconic sketches. Think you've got an interesting microbiome? Your body ain't got nothing on what's accumulated on Leonardo's drawings over 500 years. The goal of the study was to not only characterize the unique microbiomes found on these masterpieces, but to begin to understand how they might change when art travels between different institutions. Get a handle on that, the thinking goes, and conservators can better monitor artworks for microbial nasties, like fungi that eat away at paper. The 13 best holiday movies to stream this season. This year, everyone is stuck inside even more than before. Head over to Wired.com to find out what to watch to pass the time and get in the holiday spirit. And the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine data isn't up to snuff. It was last week when the makers of a third coronavirus vaccine announced positive results in clinical trials, setting off yet another round of excited news reports. Some of the excitement has to do with the vaccine itself. It does not need to be stored at freezing temperatures and would be cheaper and easier to produce than the high-efficacy vaccines produced by BioNTech, Pfizer, and Moderna. But a closer look reveals some very shaky science. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.